Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The Philippines thanks to the UNHCR for the program budget for 2024. We firmly believe that inclusion should remain a core value and advocacy and should be a component in determining the focus of the organization. This should include taking into account diversity in backgrounds, capacities, and need as demanded by the Global Compact on Refugees. These considerations should be thusly reflected in the budget. We are pleased to note that in 2024, the budget includes support for government on socioeconomic inclusion of refugees in national systems and promoting access to a range of basic services. This is in line with the commitment of states in the Global Compact on Refugees. We echo Ecuador on solutions. We acknowledge the growing attention on this issue, but note the very modest 3% increase on impact area 4 and on securing solutions, which does not appear to be commensurate with the demand of many member states. We understand the challenge of prioritization, but at the same time, we highlight the long-term impact of durable solutions on relieving burden on not only the organizations, but on hosting communities. We endorse technical and resource support for complementary pathways and third country solutions on top of voluntary return, local integration, and resettlement. On the issue of funding and the deficits, we note that the High Commissioner last Monday noted aid fatigue, but we do believe that we should also recognize that there is also hosting fatigue from large hosting countries. It is in this regard that we echo Canada on expanding the donor base. We also call on the international community to continue to have the endurance and determination to continue enabling the UNHCR to fulfill its mandate. This may include flexible funding, as mentioned by the African group, as necessary. Thank you, Madam Chair.